Hello everyone and welcome to ePatterns Projects World. I'm Mariana from Cyprus and I'm very happy to discuss with you today's topic, how to communicate a case for support to improve the empathy of the public toward your organization. Communication is the act of transferring information from one person, place or group to another. Every communication is essential to include a message to transmit and a sender as well as a recipient. The complexity is in the fact that good communication is extremely hard, as it should be accurate, effective and explicit. In ePatterns podcast series, we give you tips on how to reflect on the different aspects of fundraising and how to attract attention to your nonprofit work. So do not miss the rest of the podcast. Small nonprofit organizations can attract new ways for funding and people that will support the organization's vision and mission, so never give up. To do so, it is important to have a clear message and use specific communication tools that will help you achieve your goals. Understanding how a case for support can empower your organization is crucial, so we have shared with you plenty of material to learn how to define the right audience, as well as to understand the main communication media and tools to improve the online presence of your organization. The main questions that you probably ask yourself before asking for funding are, does my organization look good enough? Am I doing good work? Am I making this world a better place? That must be enough. So certainly, donors will give me money immediately and support my fundraising project and campaign. Well, no. A good case for support and good communication skills are key steps in order to achieve support and funding from donors. The first step is to define your brand. Branding your organization is not only for big business. It is also important for small organizations and social enterprises, as it will create a strong public image and reputation. Why does an NGO need branding? The answer is simple. To maintain your appearance in a competitive world and to prove the uniqueness of your organization. Also, to prove one basic fact. People need to trust you because of the spirit your organization has. Okay. Let's move to the second step, your case for support. Start by building trust with donors and with the general public. Prove that you're actually doing good things with great impact and that you will continue to do these things, but to keep up with your activities, you should have adequate resources, mainly financial. That's when you need to develop your case. History, vision, goals, services are some of the most important elements that you should include in your case, and that will help you to attract new donors and supporters. However, to keep people listening to you and trust you, it is important to have a strategy and a plan. The different channels of communication, strategic steps, marketing, and communication plan can help you to create a specific tactic and plan your next steps to grab opportunities and come closer to your story, your aim, and your activities. Do not wait more. Explore our learning material and start to discover the free material we have specially developed for you on how to properly develop a case for support and outline your precept in a sharp way. We believe that having a clear case for support will help you with your upcoming plans and better engage your audience. Do not forget that by improving your online presence can bring you one step closer to success. Feel free to check out the material for more information and tips to be able to develop or improve your organization's case for support and communication strategy. This is the end of the second podcast of ePatterns series. Keep on exploring the rest of the podcast and take your chance to boost your organization chances. See you on our free online platform. Bye!